My name is Heather Hale, and I am 17 years old. Today is, what's the date?
I think it's the 22nd.
It's the 22nd of 2018, and I'm speaking with Mildred Parker, who is my interviewee. We are recording this interview in McKinney, Texas. Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about your childhood?
Ain't too much I can say. I was raised on a farm. My mother has 6 children, 2 girls and 4 boys. I was next to the oldest. I had a lot of housework to do, had a lot of cooking to do, preparing for my brothers that was younger, mostly take care of them.
Fair enough. Does that mean you like kids?
Huh?
Does that mean you like kids? Because I have a little brother, and I like kids because of him.
Yes. And me, myself, I have 4 children.
4?
Yeah. 2 girls and 2 boys.
Do you want to talk about them? Like your relationship with them?
Oh, I have a fine relationship. We are really close.
That's awesome.
And from that, I have 12 grandchildren. And right now, I have 6 great grandchildren.
For real?
Real.
I couldn't have told.
Yeah, you do not seem like a great.
Yeah, you really don't. You look really like. You look way younger.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, is there any way you would like to be remembered?
No. Just as a good mother, I would say. Yeah. I tried to be a good brother.
Yeah, same. Even though I'm not a mom. Who was or is your best friend and why? And how did you meet? Stuff like that.
Say that again.
Who was or is your best friend? Like, how did you meet? What's your relationship now? And stuff like that.
I have a good relationship with my children. I live with my daughters. Right now I'm living with the older daughter. Sometimes I live with the younger one for 6 months. Then I go back to the whole of them.
I bet they love you a lot then.
Yeah. I see after my great-grandchildren.
Are they kind of loud?
They's kind of, what would I say? Sassy. They don't never want to be still.
Oh, yeah. That was me as a kid. Were you like that as a kid?
I love taking care of them. But sometimes they get to be a handful.
Yeah, I can understand. I babysit a lot, so I like.
Yeah.
Were you restless as a child? Did you like running around and jumping? And were you full of adventure, or were you more laid back?
Yes. I guess there's something like I was when I was growing up. Never stay still.
History repeats itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What is your greatest achievement today, like, as of today? Your greatest achievement.
I can't really say. My achievement. But stay well and healthy. Try to keep on moving around.
Makes sense. Fair enough. Did you have any hobbies when you were younger?
No, not really.
Nothing? You didn't like to play toys or anything? You didn't like dolls? You didn't like playing tag or anything?
No.
You never liked to paint?
No, I didn't really have no hobbies when I was growing up.
Oh, did you work a lot then?
I did a lot of work.
Do you think that's the reason why you've lived so long, is working really hard when you were younger?
I think they have a lot to do with it.
I can see that. I'm a really lazy person, so I wouldn't know.
Well, back in them times when you was growing up, you couldn't be lazy.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Uh-huh. They kept you busy.
Yeah.
It's not like it was today that all they want to do is sleep.
You're right. I can't deny that.
Sleep and watch TV.
I can't deny that. Can you deny that?
I can't deny that.
I can't deny that. Do you want to ask any questions?
Yeah.
I've been talking for a while.
Do you have any passions, like something that you're really passionate about and you really like to do?
Not more than cook.
Cook.
Yeah.
Do you like to cook for your family?
Yeah. I love cooking for them.
What's your favorite meal to cook?
I want some red beans and rice.
That's good. My mom.
I cook that a lot.
My mom makes good red beans and rice. Has what you liked or disliked changed over time? Have what you liked or disliked changed over time?
Yeah, I always change up. Every day I mostly pick something different. But that's the favorite. I cook that all the time.
How about just in general? Oh, sorry. Finish what you're saying.
Go ahead.
Oh, like, how about in general what you like and dislike? So music, hobbies, people, interests?
I like all of that.
You like
music?
What kind of music?
Like the blues.
The blues. Makes sense. I like jazz and I like classical music.
Uh-huh.
It's very relaxing.
Uh-huh. My older daughter, she liked the blues too. I don't know where we get it from, but we mostly play the blues.
Maybe you raised her on the blues, and that reminds her of her childhood. Were you growing up on the blues?
Yeah. In church, too, but,
well, that
but
makes
we still.
Sense. Yeah.
Yeah, have our little parties.
Have you ever played any instruments?
No.
Oh, no. No, don't mess me with that.
No.
No. What did you do as a profession for, like, your whole life? Not your whole life, but, like, what have you gone in and out of? What have you done?
Nothing special. Just a common little life.
Any careers?
No careers at all.
No career? You've never worked? You talked about working when you were little, so working on the farm.
Working on the farm. And then once I grew up, I had a job. I worked at old folks home, taking care of the older people, and now I need somebody to take care of me.
No, it's, you give someone else a chance to take care of you, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what I did, sit and work with older people, and I loved it. I was with one special lady. I was with her for 20 years. And she lived a bit. She was 96 when she passed.
Oh my gosh. That's old. Was she a good person?
She was a good old lady. Good.
Speaking of good people, have there been anyone other than your children or family that have been significant in your life, like friends or bosses or coworkers?
Yeah. Friends. Plenty of friends.
What are some of your friends? Some of your friends?
Yeah.
What are they? Like, who are they? Tell me about them.
Like my first cousin, we are good friends. We grew up together. We've been friends ever since. But right now, I'm original from New Orleans. I've been in Texas since Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
That's the reason why we out here. Yeah. Got split up from a lot of my friends, but learning to adjust here. It was kind of hard at first, but now it's not. Got used to it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I completely understand. Well, not completely, but I understand to an extent.
Yeah, and found something to do during the day, come to the center, and then get me out of the house.
I was born in Shreveport, so I'm from Louisiana too.
Oh, okay.
So
not too far.
So did you live in Louisiana your whole life?
No.
No?
Original from Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
Where else have you lived? So like, what's your moving history? Where have you, started out in Mississippi, right?
Yeah, and then I moved to New Orleans, Louisiana.
All right.
And I was there for most of my life.
Okay. So you grew up there, you lived most of your life there?
Yeah.
In your opinion, what do you think makes a good person?
Ways and action.
What kind of ways and what kind of actions? So like adjectives to describe them.
Just like the good. Good.
Yeah, all right.
Honest, is that important to you?
Honest.
You don't need no liars in your life. How about, do you have any strong political opinions? You don't have to answer it if you don't want to. Strong political opinions? You don't have to answer it if you don't want to. You just don't care. Me neither, honestly. Me neither. So no right or left wing, just... Are you right or left winged?
Right.
Oh, are you conservative or liberal?
I don't understand.
Oh, you don't know what...
Do you like our president?
I don't have any choice.
True.
Good point.
That is true.
She's like me. She doesn't care.
That's how I am.
Well, it's like... It's not that I don't care. It's just that I don't pay attention to it because I don't
know anything about it. So, I put it that way.
Oh my gosh, me too. What are the failures you most cherish?
What is the failures?
So like...
Have you ever had, like, one big failure that you think has, like, really changed you?
In a good way.
Not really. I don't have anything to really complain about.
Has one changed you in a good way? So the failure turned out being something good?
Yeah, most of my life been good, so.
Okay. Fair enough.
No complaints.
Do you have anything you regret that you've done in your life?
No.
No.
No regrets.
Do you have a husband?
I had one. I'm a widow.
How did you meet?
We went to school together.
That's
so
awesome.
I knew him all my life.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you guys were married for a long time? You guys were married for a long time?
Yeah, we were married. Like 43 years.
Oh, wow.
43?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And even gone 24 years, and I never remarried.
Oh, my gosh.
How How would you describe him? How would you describe your husband?
Well, we got along fine. Good husband, good father.
I'm trying to find the right words. I'm sorry. Here, you can go.
Did you like to go to school?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah, I don't like school either. Why didn't you like school?
I couldn't remember. No. I wasn't a good student.
Me neither.
Did you, like, you just had trouble in school? Did you just have trouble in school?
Oh, no, I never had any trouble. Me and books just didn't get along.
Me too. When were you born? All these questions are, like, so random and, like, not in order. But when were you born?
I was born August the 12th, 1940.
Nice. So, I was born August 28th, and my brother was born August 5th, so... We're all August children. Were you born in August?
I was born in September.
So oh gonna... my gosh. Get out of here. We don't want you anymore. Do you like animals? Animals?
Yeah.
What's your favorite animal?
A dog.
A dog. Do you have any dogs?
No.
No?
They're probably not allowed to have dogs here.
No.
Well, I mean, like, at your home.
You said when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite breed?
Just a dog.
Just a dog? Doesn't matter?
Regular dog.
Fair enough. I'm the same way. It doesn't matter what dog, as long as it's a dog.
And a small one.
Small ones. I like small and big. I like poodles.
I don't even know what's the name of the one my daughter has. Shuba, Shuba or something, I don't know.
Is it a Shih Tzu?
A what?
A Shih Tzu?
It's something like that for a star with an S, so I couldn't say because I don't know what's the name of it.
What was your dog's name?
Billy.
Billy?
And my dog's name, Penny.
That's a cute name. I love that name. How do you think you've evolved over time? How do you think you've evolved over time? So, for example, when I was little, I was really carefree. Then as I grew older, I got really angsty and really, really, really edgy. And then I started to mellow out. How have you evolved over the years? Fair enough.
I really don't know how to answer that.
Do you think you've changed over time?
That's the easier way to say it.
I really don't guess. Just got older. Just got older. That's about it.
What was your favorite thing to do during the summer?
During the summer?
Mm-hmm.
She probably had to work on the farm, right?
Yeah. That's when I was growing up, worked on the farm.
But did you swim with your friends or, like, play ball or anything?
Yeah, we used to play. We had a, like, some lived on a farm. We used to, like, go up by my grandmother's house. That's where everybody used to meet up there in the big pasture. And that's where we had played ball and different games up in the pasture.
So are you? Would you consider yourself to have been an athletic person? Did you like sports when you were little? So like,
yeah, we used just to like to play ball, mm-hmm. Play different games, like jump the rope and stuff like that.
Yeah. Were you a baseball person?
Yeah, we used to play baseball.
Kickball.
Oh, different kinds of ball.
All different kinds of ball.
Even football.
Even football.
Girls used to play football.
That's awesome. I was born in the 40s, so. Who do you think has impacted you the most? Who do you think has impacted you the most, and why?
Like what? Remember my family or something?
Yeah. Oh, anyone. Like, even if it's just a famous person, your mom, your dog. Who's impacted you the most, and how, and why?
I'm gonna say my dad, I guess. He used to impress me a lot because he was a real quiet guy. He went to church a lot. He read the Bible a lot. That didn't fall on nobody. And he was a great guy.
Do you have any favorite TV shows that you like to watch at home?
I like to watch the Stores. That's about it.
That's it.
Makes sense.
Like Young and the Restless.
How would you describe your dad's personality? You said he was quiet and he was passionate about his religion, so what else could you describe about him?
He mostly kept to himself.
Okay.
He went. He had some friends come over. They used to study the Bible together, read the Bible together. What too much of a guy. Ferris mostly kept to himself.
So was he not stern? I mean, I guess he could have been stern sometimes, but was he more laid back?
More like what?
More laid back.
Yeah, well, he worked a lot. He was
Oh, I mean, like, I know you said he holds back on his own emotions, but did he specifically care about his children's emotions and his wife's emotions?
Oh, yeah. He was a good father and husband to us.
How would you describe your mom then? So, like, your dad was really a really passionate person and a really quiet, hardworking person. So how does your mom compare to that?
Well, she was about the same way. Yeah, it was six of us, and I guess they had to work hard to take care of us. They raised the six of us. On a farm. We lived on a farm.
How would you describe your mother's personality?
Oh, she was a kind of quiet lady. Yeah. Talked a lot.
She was quiet, but she talked a lot.
Yeah. She was nice. I guess I put it that way. Talked a lot.
What did you talk about?
Different things, what's going on.
All right. How would you describe your own personality?
I can't even describe my own personality because I can't talk too much at all.
Oh, it's fine. I find a lot of people find it hard to do self-reflection.
Yeah.
So that might explain why.
Like I see all my friends just talking, and I just
you just listen.
I just listen.
So you prefer listening?
Yeah.
Is there a reason why? Or do you just not like to talk?
I'm just shy of talking, I'll put it that way.
Okay. Well, I'm proud of you for getting out of your shell for today.
Somewhat a little bit.
No, I think if you're always laid back, then right now you're doing really good.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for saying it. Am I finished?
No, you're... I'm still thinking. I'm sorry, I'm still thinking.
All right.
What were your opinions on the Vietnam War? What were your opinions on the Vietnam War while it was happening?
What's happening?
What were your opinions on the Vietnam War?
I don't know anything about the war.
Can you tell us more about Hurricane Katrina and how it was like living through that?
I know it destroyed a lot of homes, man.
What was it like having your home destroyed?
That's dark. What was it like having your home destroyed?
Yes, it was for a while. I lost mine, both my daughter and one of my sons. Look, we lost everything. One of my youngest son, he didn't lose everything. He just got water damage in his house. but the rest of us couldn't save nothing. We didn't save anything.
Oh my gosh.
And that was hard for a long time, especially for me.
Because you grew up there, so it's hard.
Well, that's where all the children had grew up.
Oh my gosh, that's right. So it must have been hard to let go of that.
Yeah.
But it's just a house.
Right.
All the memories are in your heart and in your children's heart, right?
Yes, true. And did nobody get hurt in it, so.
Yeah. See.
That was the most important thing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I would have died if someone else died. Wait.
Oh, no, you
I would have died if someone else died. What am I talking about anymore?
Oh, no, you would not.
So since you grew up on a farm, did you like the outdoors a lot?
Yeah.
And do you still like the outdoors?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
The hard work, I guess.
You like the hard work?
It was hard work.
But what do you actually like about the outdoors? It couldn't be the hard work.
Mm-hmm. I guess just being out.
Yeah.
Outside the house. In the cool air and in the heat.
Mm-hmm. When you come to the center, what's your favorite thing to do?
Sure, I'm going to say the food.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, we play games. We have exercise classes that we go to.
Do you like to exercise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a big room back there. We just walk around it. And you know, have a little exercise. Go in the swimming pool twice a week.
Ooh.
For a class, not no swim, because I can't swim.
You can't swim?
No. Just exercise, you know. Mm-hmm. Different little games in it.
Do you think you'll ever want to learn to swim? No? Never?
Well, I'm too old to try to learn to swim.
No, you're not.
I'm afraid of the water.
Oh, really? And why do you take water classes? You're afraid of it.
For my legs.
All right. I love the water. I love feeling it through my skin, not through it. Oh, boy.
Well, that's what I'm going to walk through.
Yeah. Do you mind talking about your religion?
Baptist church. Try to go pretty often.
Makes sense. How's your relationship with God?
Good.
That's good.
Good. He done brought me through two heart surgeries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
You've had heart surgery?
Had two.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You're pretty tough.
When did you have heart surgery?
What, it lasts in about 2 years ago.
Okay. Did you have a heart attack or something?
No, I didn't have a heart attack.
That's good.
Sorry to interrupt. Can I get your name?
Mildred Parker.
Thank you.
What's your favorite thing to buy at the store? What's your favorite thing to buy at the store?
To buy at the store?
What's your favorite thing to buy at the store? my hearing is really bad. Trust me, I understand. I understand how you feel. It's terrible.
Oh. famous thing is.
Do you have like a favorite food?
Like I say, we had to get milk and bread every and eggs every time we go.
Yes.
So I guess that's going to be the favorite thing.
I love bread. Milk and bread is my favorite.
Milk and bread and eggs. That's on the list first.
Does that mean you like breakfast? Because those are all breakfast foods.
Yeah. I take a lot of medication, so I have to have breakfast in the morning.
All right, good point, good point. Were you more of a girly girl when you were little, or a tomboy? So like.
Tomboy.
Me too.
A tomboy.
Yeah.
The wrong man, brother. My sister is one of the youngest ones, so.
Okay. So you only had your brothers to really hang out with?
Right.
How would you describe your brother's personality? So start one at a time. How would you describe your oldest brother's personality?
Guy, and he liked to wrestle. My second brother, he was tall and skinny. He liked to ride horses.
Oh.
And my third brother, he was on the chubby side. And he was the same way. He liked to ride horses. And my younger brother, he didn't like the farm at all.
Really?
he used to go and hide for to keep from going to the fields. Everybody be looking for him, and he'd be in here somewhere.
Gosh. Does that mean when he was older, did he work in the city or something? No.
Not until he got of age for to leave home.
All right. Yeah. What were your main careers? So you said you were a farmer. Like, where did you work?
After we grew up and left home,
yeah.
Everybody came to New Orleans. That's where most of one stopped in Baton Rouge, and the rest of everybody was came to New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay.
So that's where we spent most of our lives there until Hurricane Katrina came and I split us up.
What did you guys work as?
I used to work at
Oh, really?
At an old folks home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then I did private care at what you call a home care.
Okay, yeah. You said that. I'm dumb. I don't remember anything. So what did your brothers work as?
Different places.
What?
She said we're done.
Oh, it's good. It's over.
Yeah. You did really good.
Yeah, you did really good. Ooh, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for talking to us. It was really nice meeting you.
Yeah. Nice meeting you all too.
You're a really good person, by the way.
I sure hope y'all got enough out of it.
Oh no, you're full of stuff. Wait, that sounds mean. You're full of stuff.
You know it's bad when you can't even destroy your own life.
No, it takes a lot of self-reflection, and a lot of people don't want to remember stuff like that, or they haven't thought about it in a long time. So you did really good. Well, I'm only giving compliments where there are compliments due. So no need to thank me. Thank yourself. What are we gonna do?
People are taking pictures.
Oh, taking pictures. Okay. Thank you so much for talking to me.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.